The psalm reading for today is Psalm 119. Let your mercies come also to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word. So shall I have an answer for him who reproaches me, for I trust in your word, and take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth. For I have hoped in your ordinances. So shall I keep your law continually, forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. I will speak of your testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed, and I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love. My hands also I will lift up to your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes.
Shall we open in a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, and as we sang in Sunday school this morning the song, Nearer, My God, to Thee, may that be on our hearts to be nearer to you, Lord. May we also encourage our families, our friends, our relatives, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, to be nearer to God. For we do not know when we will come to stand before you and see you in all of your glory. We pray, though, also for the families that are returning home from Arlene's funeral, that you would guide them safely home, and that their journey home would be filled with joy and filled with peace and love for all of the things that you have granted a family over the years. Lord, we also pray for those that are returning to their destinations from coming to the funeral. We especially think of Steve and Jackie, who are going back to Florida on Monday. May you grant them a safe trip back home to Florida and protect them. And as they prepare for their driving trip back here, may you guide them safely here. May you protect them on the road, give them the wisdom that they need for the decisions that they need to make on the way home, and also protect them from all evil that lurks around. And in that, we pray that you would watch over our governments and the leaderships that they have formed and and the procedures and policies that they are putting forth, Lord. May they be godly, and we pray that you would also, in thy sight, through all of them, that you know all these things, and whatever transpires, you know what they are up to. You know the beginning, you know the end. but we pray for guidance and strength and the ability to keep looking to you for our strength in the future. Lord, we pray for Tom as he comes to speak, that you would give him the words, that you would have us have open hearts to be able to hear that word and be able to learn and be guided and be strengthened and to be encouraged by what we have before us, especially with communion as we come to remember the sacrifice on the cross that was given to us for our salvation, so that we too may glorify in knowing that all our sins have been forgiven and that we are acceptable in thy sight. May we cling to that and always be nearer to God. For this we pray in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let's continue with 376.
May the grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be granted unto you through that indwelling Holy Spirit on this hour and day of worship. Amen. If we can take our Bibles and turn to Timothy. chapter 2, verses 1 to 21, and we'll read it in Jesus' name. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sakes, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also be alive with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to shew thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but of also wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified or set apart from the world, the flesh, and the devil, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Sanctify these words, Father, for thy word is truth. After the weekend of services that Burton did, and we were so blessed to hear, we get to the point now, it's a week after Good Friday, where our sins were taken away as far as the east is from the west, and Resurrection Sunday, where we were imputed with the righteousness of the life of Christ, where we are now saints. When God looks at us, and as we look at ourselves, we look at ourselves as sinners. But the perfecting work of the cross, God sees us as saints, and we move forward. And the exhortation of perseverance is what this text is in 2 Timothy. It's basically the perseverance of the saints. It's what happens after you've been changed and born again, and you know that God is your all in all, and you recognize that there's a job to do, and that's to preach the good news of Jesus Christ to every tongue, nation, and tribe with grace and love and compassion. So we strive to do that with these words and reading them and trying to understand them. And at the same time, God's word does not return void in any way. It will hit the mark in spite of who's preaching it. And that's our hope today. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace or the favor that is in Christ Jesus. You are favored by God the Father over his own son. Because of the fact that he put your sin on his son and he gave you the righteousness of his life imputed to you. So when we look at this verse, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Who else did he say that to in the scriptures? Many saints before. If you look at the book of Joshua, chapter 1, Joshua at the time was replacing Moses. Moses was on his deathbed and dying, and Joshua was encouraged that you will be replacing Moses. And his encouragement is in the first chapter, 5 to 9. It's beautiful, beautiful picture how God encourages the saints to move forward when something you might think is tragic happens. But he uses somebody else, he utilizes another saint, another elect, another chosen, another spiritual seed of Abraham to move the torch forward, the good news of Jesus Christ. The fifth verse, it says, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. God the Father is telling Joshua, I will be with you the rest of your life. I will guide you and direct you. And he's giving him some encouraging words here because you have some responsibility and so do we. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto the fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Focus on me. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Why? Because God is ordaining it through that clay vessel. Have I not commanded thee? Again, he says, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. In Philippians 4:13, a verse that's quoted very, very often, I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me, because the Holy Spirit indwells and guides and encourages and develops that person. And Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Another encouraging verse Apostle Paul mentions here. So in Timothy, it's the same. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, the favor of God that you have. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou unto faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Paul is saying to Timothy, do as I do. I want you to teach people to the bride of Christ, to hold each other accountable to each other, because you're part of the chosen of God. I want you to encourage them to grow in grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. I want you to encourage them. And when they step off the path for some reason or are influenced by the rabbit trail or influenced by the world, the flesh, and the devil, that you would say something. You would chasten them in a way that produces fruit, like the Father does to us, who chastens who he loves. I guess the question is, do you have a brother that holds you accountable? And if the answer is no, you need to find one. Because the bride has to hold each other accountable in love and in mercy and grace. But because you love their soul and they represent Jesus Christ in the world. Verses 3 and 4. It says here, thou therefore endure hardness. Things aren't going to be easy. As a good soldier of Jesus Christ. If you read the Beatitudes, that's what you're signed up for. That's what God has you signed up for. And it's not easy. It says, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. Why? Because this is not our home. It says that he may please him, God the Father, who hath chosen him to be a soldier for the cross. A soldier for the cross. Matthew 16:24 says, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. He's saying that to us. We're his disciples. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself. What are you denying? You're denying yourself, the flesh, the world, and the devil. The accolades of the world, the influence of Satan. You're denying those ideas and thoughts. And take up his cross and follow me, the cross of Christ. Not my will, but thy will be done. If I have a thought today that is ungodly, please give me the ability to not proceed with it. And probably one of the most important part of Scripture that is in Scripture. We read the first verse of it, verse 10. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And then he gives us the armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We're not wrestling each other. But against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The flesh, the world, and the devil is where we fight. The good fight of faith. Wherefore, take up you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in an evil day. And there are many evil days. And having done all, at the end of the day, stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, the truth of the word of God. Having on the breastplate of righteousness, you've been infused with the righteousness of Jesus Christ on Resurrection Sunday. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The good news, your sins have been taken away as far as the east is from the west. Do you share that peace? Above all, taking the shield of faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Wherewith he shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. All. Not one, not two, all. By faith. and taking the helmet of salvation, the renewing of the mind, the sword of the Spirit that discerns the bone and marrow, that divides the word of God, which is the word of God, which is Christ. And probably the most important, powerful tool that we have, prayer. Praying always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. This is the perseverance of the saints. Prayer, the power of prayer. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly and make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador, representative, the hands and feet of Jesus Christ in his kingdom on this earth, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, and it goes on, who are those cloud of witnesses? The bride of Christ. The ones who influence you to do good and restrain you for doing bad through that Holy Spirit. Let us lay aside every weight. What holds you down? So that you can't run the race that Apostle Paul preaches. Is it the weight of the law? Legalism? Is it the weight of do's and don'ts? And it says, and the sin which so easily beset us. The sin that we sin every day. That Jesus paid for 2,000 years ago. Let us be free of that. Let us run the race with what? Patience. Why patience? Because we're not competing with somebody else. It's your race. Nobody else is on the race with you. It's your race. You're patiently looking and observing the race that is set before us. It's a race that God has for you that will hit the mark. He will use things that will influence you because he knows you and he loves you and he's numbered the hairs of your head. Not everybody is the same. He'll have a different race for somebody else that will effectually get them to the end and they will win that race. Because that race is specifically for them. Paul had an issue with him, with his preaching. A lot of people didn't think he was qualified. In Corinthians chapter 9, 1 Corinthians, he was concerned about his preaching. He was running the race, the 24th verse here. It says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize, so run that ye may obtain it. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. Subjection of the word of God, the Spirit of God, and the bride of Christ. I will be a good ambassador for him who chose me. What Paul's saying. Not as one that beateth the air, but I keep my body under subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. That I would be a poor representative of the faith. God chose me, elected me to preach to the Gentiles, Paul's saying, and I want to do the job well for him. That's what he's saying. He's concerned that he be a good ambassador for Christ. Verse 6 and 7, it says, the husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all these things. Timothy 4:13 to 16 says this, kind of supports this verse. I'll start with 13. Till I come, Paul's saying to Timothy, till I come, give attendance to reading, exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee. Everyone has a spiritual gift in this room that is a believer. He's saying, neglect not the gift. The gift of faith, the gift of grace, the gift of justification, sanctification, the gift that God has given you. It says, meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that are near me. People should be saying, not necessarily verbally, but should be saying, that person is different. That person has integrity. That person has character. I could give that person, because I know who that person is, my vehicle. And somebody would say, why did you just give him your vehicle? And you could say, because I trust him. He's got integrity. He's not going to do anything stupid. God is saying the same to us when we take the word of God and preach it, the good news of Jesus Christ. We are ambassadors for him. And he's saying, neglect not the gift. Meditate upon these things. Heed unto thyself. Know the word of God. Know scripture. In the Proverbs, one of the things that the Proverbs teaches most of all is wisdom and knowledge. Proverbs chapter 2. Three to six, it says, if thou criest after knowledge, it doesn't say just, Lord, can you give me knowledge? He's saying you're crying after knowledge. Lord, teach me. Show me. And lift up your voice for understanding. Give me the understanding of who you are, Father, who your Son is, and who that Holy Spirit is. Give me discernment so that I can preach it in truth, so that it can make impact. If thou seekest her, and wisdom is considered female, as silver, and searchest for her as hid treasures, then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous, which are us. We've been imputed through the righteousness of Christ. And he is a buckler, a protector to them that walk uprightly. Romans 10 to 15. You can get most of this in the Beatitudes if you read those. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake. I will take whatever means it's possible for the elect's sake, that they may be also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory.
It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study thyself, show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Supporting verses to this epistle is in Romans. There's many supporting verses, but Romans has some. Chapter 3:3-4 says, "For what if some did not believe? There's many people that don't believe. Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect?" What's it saying? It's saying there are many people that don't believe in the work of the cross. Does it change the fact that the work of the cross happened? Absolutely not. Jesus shed his blood. His body was broken for us. That's the truth. Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? No. God forbid. Let God be true and every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified, just as if you've never sinned, in the sayings that mightest overcome when thou art judged. Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that he should lie. It is impossible for God to lie. Neither the Son of Man that he should repent or change his mind or turn. Hath he said, and he shall not do it? Or hath he spoken, and he shall not make it good? What is it saying here? What God says, he will do. What God starts, he will finish. Not only with the world, but with everybody's faith. Ezra 7:10. For Ezra was influenced by God, had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. Holding people accountable. He had the desire to do that. In the book of Acts, Luke saying in 17:11, speaking of the Bereans, "These were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind." Why? Because they were influenced by the Holy Spirit. "And searched the scriptures daily whether those be things were so." It is only possible to be influenced and to be have a desire to read the word and to be it as if the Holy Spirit is guiding and directing it. Now I'll say this with caution, because I would want everyone to read their Bible every day. But everybody's in a different season. Everybody's in a different season. If you're raising 6 kids and they're all under the age of 18, there's a good chance you're not reading your Bible every day. You're raising your children in the admonition of the Lord. If you're going through school or
and you've got lots of friends that are struggling and you're trying to help them, maybe that's what God wants you to do at that point in time. Don't let yourself get influenced by the devil's little idea that you don't read the Bible enough. It's not a have to. It's a desire that God eventually will get you to love. But when you're in the middle of life and you don't have time for certain things, there's probably time for those things. If you're newly getting married, well, you're supposed to be a helpmate to your husband, or a support and provider for your wife. That takes a lot of work. That season, don't let the devil influence you in a way that you're not doing the right thing. If you're not sure, ask a person of the Bride of Christ. And at a young age, have somebody mentor you. Hold you accountable. If you're newly getting married, have another couple that have married for 20 years that have a great relationship. Have them influence you. There's so many things you can do to help. James 1:22 says, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." A doer of the word is being influenced by the word of God, the Spirit of God, Jesus Christ himself, God the Father, the Bride of Christ. Your faith produces fruit. It's ordained to. God will. It's going to happen. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Faith is that. You've heard the word. You believe in Christ. You believe in the work of the cross. Richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one to another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. It's a picture of your favorite hymn or favorite song. You know the words by heart. You can sing it out loud to everybody. This is my favorite song. It does not even compare to a nugget in this word. It does not even compare. One nugget. Verses 19 to 21, the foundation of the Lord's work. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having the seal. You are sealed unto the day of redemption. The Lord knoweth them that are his, the called, the chosen of God, the elect, the bride of Christ, the spiritual seed of Abraham. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Because you're an ambassador for Christ. You represent him. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and earth. And some to honor, and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified or set apart from the world, the flesh, and the devil, and meet for the master's use and prepared for every good work. Numbers 16:5. And he spoke unto Korah
and to all his company, saying, even tomorrow the Lord will shew who are his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near unto him. Even him who he hath chosen will he cause to come near unto him. The nearer you are to God, how does that happen? He causes it to happen. Romans 9:21. Hath not the potter power over the clay to make one lump of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endureth through much longsuffering the vessels of wrath fitted for destruction to destruction, that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, grace, which he hath afore prepared unto glory, the bride of Christ, even us whom he hath called, not for of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. First Corinthians 12:15. Sorry, 1 Corinthians 3, 12 to 15. I'll start at 11. For other foundation can no man lay that is laid, which is Jesus Christ, which is our foundation, the rock. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, the baptism of fire. And the fire shall try every man's work, of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, which is what I call the rabbit trail, there are times in life where you read the word of God and preached the word of God to friends or family, and you've gone on a rabbit trail. And you believe it is absolute truth. And then you realize, through God's grace and his love, he says, you don't quite have it there. That's not accurate. It says here, if any man's work shall be burnt, it shall suffer loss. You just wasted 9 months, a year, 5 years, whatever it is, whatever path you were on, that you were preaching or teaching falsely. But he himself shall be saved, yet so wise by fire. God will burn that off too. We have ideas and thoughts that aren't correct. And we will have more ideas and thoughts that aren't correct. But he is sure he will burn them off. Because you are his, not just for today, but for eternity. We have the picture of it in Scripture. If I asked any one individual in this room, and there was only one table in the room, and you had a light, and I said, can you put that light so that it'll light up the whole room? You would put it on the table, in the middle of the table, so it'd light up the whole room as best as possible. And you have the light of Christ that dwelleth in you.
how much more will God the Father have his light shine through you, considering his wisdom, knowledge, and what he does, how he molds and makes, how he sanctifies and sets you apart, how he makes the clay vessel, how he predestines to conform you to the image of his Son. How much more will he do it? We have a loving Father who orchestrates us to be part of the bride of Christ so that he can present that bride holy, blameless, and pure to his Son in eternity future. In Jesus' name. Let's continue. Let us all share in the reading of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost,
the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray with and for them who will now partake of the Lord's Holy Supper. Lord Jesus Christ, thou bread of life, grant that thy holy communion may be a blessing to all those who today shall partake of it, that through the power of the body and blood, they may receive peace and comfort to their souls and be strengthened with faith, love, and a lively hope of eternal life. Amen. Truly it is meet, right, and blessed that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on the same night in which he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, he took the cup when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, This cup is the new testament of my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which is and which was and which is to come. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Let us all pray as the Lord Jesus Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And we can come up from the back to the front and partake of the body and blood. And people that want to go to the communion rail can kneel, and I'll serve them there. take, eat. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ broken for you. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ shed for you. May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ preserve your bodies and souls unto eternal life. Amen. Praise the Lord for this, his precious gift of which you have partaken, and proclaim his suffering, death, and resurrection until he cometh again. Arrive and depart in the peace of the Lord. Let's pray. O Lord, Almighty God, thou who allowed us to partake of the Holy Supper, we thank thee for thy grace and pray, grant that we also, with all the chosen saints, may share thy eternal honor and glory through thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost in one Godhead from everlasting to everlasting. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord make his face shine upon thee, being gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's close with the last hymn.